Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly audio roundup of all the most interesting, exciting, unusual, often wine and beer based events happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about rugby, Greenland and Alice in Wonderland.
I have got for you Dracula, gender and Americana. And first up,
this first event is starting right now and is running till Saturday. Eights Week is in Oxford again this year, the traditional rowing bumps racing. We have it in the spring as well, with Torpids, but it was cancelled this year. And now we've got May Eights Week. So a whole load of boats start a boat length apart down at Donington Bridge, Iffley Lock area. They all set off and then they basically have to try and catch and collide with the boat in front of them. And then that boat gets kicked out. It's on all day from about midday till 7 o'clock, Wednesday to Saturday this week. And you can follow all the updates on Twitter at OURCS or at RaceDesk for all the live updates all week long. And we've also got a guide on our homepage at the moment. There's a link to it on our homepage.
If you want more detailed rules.
Yeah, all the rules and all the best places to sit as well. Where you're going to get the best view. And
where there's shelter from the rain.
And not too far from a bar.
Excellent. It's a really nice thing that just takes over the whole river and you can just kind of stroll by, whether you're walking to look at the boats or just you're strolling by and you're thinking, why are the boats killing each other? All is explained.
A very idyllic Oxfordy event.
After spending the day in the rain watching boats hit each other, you might want to go to the theatre in the evening to dry off. And this week at the New Theatre is the classical youthful musical Grease, and it's being performed by local amateur dramatics group Oxford Operatics. Last year they blew everyone away with their Sound of Music, and this year they've left the hills of Austria and they've instead transported themselves to late 1950s American high school with Grease. Oxops make really major productions. The New Theatre is huge, the stage is gigantic. They fill it completely.
They did a big Sweeney Todd last year as well, I think.
They always pick the really big titles, so you just can't really go wrong. They've got fantastic singers. Apparently the choreography in this show is also really, really fancy. Really good footwork. Talented singers and Grease.
Are you allowed to sing along?
Oh, I imagine in the encore.
They should have one particular performance where you're allowed to sing along, I think.
That would be good. Maybe just a matinee. Yeah. And get things going more lively. So you can see Oxford Operatic's production of Grease at the New Theatre from tonight until Saturday.
Or if you just want to spend more time out in the rain watching sport, big game on tonight, London Welsh against Bristol Rugby in the playoff final. We talked about them in the semi-final a couple of weeks ago and they won. They won the two legs after a couple of tries and a last-minute penalty. In the second leg, they ended up winning on by 2 points on aggregate. Now it's a two-leg playoff final. The first leg is in Oxford tonight at the Kasam Stadium, kickoff at 7:45, and then the away leg is next Wednesday in Bristol at the Memorial Stadium. Tickets are about £15 plus booking fee, and yeah, 7:45 kickoff, so hurry up and get down there.
Any arms, any feet, just legs? Legs here, legs there.
Yeah, all sorts of legs. And yeah, remember to dress up warm. It's the reason I'm wearing leggings under my trousers today, because it gets cold at those grounds.
On to tomorrow, Thursday, and a completely original and exciting show is going to open at the West Oxford Community Centre on Botley Road. It's called Stand, and it's the latest in the Oxford Playhouse's Plays Out programme, and a co-production with Chris Good, who is hailed as one of the most exciting theatre makers in the UK today. If you saw Monkey Bars at the North Wall last September, that was one of his shows, and it was really funny, really clever, really insightful. So he's essentially the genius. And the new show, Stand, with the Oxford Playhouse, is about Oxford residents who have stood up for something or someone that they believe in. And over the last few months, the Playhouse have been collecting stories from local residents, and they've selected six of these stories, which will be performed by actors and kind of spoken verbatim. So they'll share their stories with us. Some of the people are campaigners and activists. Other people are just really courageous individuals who cared about something so much they did something about it. And if there's anything that Oxford loves more than itself, I don't know what. Oxford loves Oxford, and this is a show about Oxford and the great people in it. So, sold, essentially. Stand opens tomorrow, Thursday 29th of May, at the West Oxford Community Centre, and it runs until the 8th of June. You can find all the performance dates and times on Daily Info.
Now, starting again soon, and this was on last summer, Cult Screens is back in Oxford. They basically put on a whole load of outdoor screenings of cult films, and they're really good fun. Thursday to Sunday this week, they're going to be screening Pan's Labyrinth, With Nell Nye, Dirty Dancing and Kill Bill Volume 1 at the Oxford Castle. The first few are at the Oxford Castle unlocked, but outside. Then it moves to the Malmaison Roof Terrace. And they've also got an exercise yard screening of An American Werewolf in London on a full moon night in July as well. So that one should be pretty spooky. Films start about 9 o'clock and doors open at 8. And you should definitely go down early and enjoy sort of the view and the nice atmosphere.
Sunset.
Yeah, exactly. They've got a nice bar and they'll be selling popcorn and hot dogs for probably quite a lot of money. But you can also hire and buy blankets there. And
Or just wear leggings under your trousers.
Top tip. And when you book your tickets, you choose whether you want a beanbag or a cushion. But they're going to have a whole load of more of their dates coming out soon. The second half of their season they'll be releasing. And they've got, yeah, brilliant films on all summer. And that's all at the Oxford Castle.
This year's Oxford Fringe started last Saturday and it runs all the way into the 8th of June. So there are about 10 days more of fringe fun to be had. We've got a couple of recommendations this week and then we'll have a few more next week nearing the end of the festival.
There is so much going on.
There's a lot going on. Tonight and then Friday, Saturday and Sunday, but not tomorrow, Reverend Theatre's Dracula is being performed at the UFS. And this is a modern retelling of Bram Stoker's classic. And Reverend Theatre are an Oxford-based company. They actually previewed the show last December. I think we mentioned it in the Oxcast then. And then also on Sunday night at 9:45pm, The Awkward Silence are at the UFS.
We saw them at the Comedy Festival.
Yes, we saw them at the Comedy Festival, I think, in March this year. And they were a really good laugh.
They were one of the highlights.
They're students, I think. They're really young and they do a mix of sketches and improv. And they've got a really nice rapport. You can tell they're just kind of friends. Mm. You can probably go talk to them afterwards and they'd love it. And then tune in next week for a few more recommendations.
Oh, and some more theatre. This is across town, not part of the Oxford Fringe this time. Alice is on at Pegasus. Now, this is a touring production, but they are putting it on in the right place, aren't they, now coming to Oxford? Yeah. They started in London. It's put on by Meta Theatre, and the first performance of it they did in an underground tunnel of the V&A Museum.
Oh, cool.
Which is amazing. But basically, it's a much older Alice who's taking shelter from World War I bombs in her cellar when she starts rediscovering her past with finding her old belongings. Meanwhile, her son, Alan, which is the name of Alice Little's real-life son who ended up dying in action in the First World War, he's over in the trenches and takes his own imaginary journey down the rabbit hole to escape the madness and horror of the trenches. So basically Alice is Alice Liddell and then Alan is the one who is in Wonderland.
They call themselves Meta Theatre and they make Meta Theatre. That's great.
Meta spelt with two T's as well. Even that's meta. It's on Thursday to Saturday at Pegasus and there are matinees and evening performances and I think it should be a really interesting production. They've got lots of puppetry and music as well that they bring into it. I think there's like a christening gown that turns into the White Rabbit.
Ooh,
and
that sounds beautiful.
A gas mask and helmet that turns into the Mock Turtle and things like that. So yeah, really interesting production.
Really creative. Now you can see why and how Oxford might have a quite strong folk music heritage. There's lots of wonderful folk musicians in Oxford. There's folk nights, there's the folk weekend. But I've noticed another kind of music has been surging in Oxford of late, and that is country music. American style country music.
Bluegrass.
Bluegrass. The Knights of Mentis are just one example. They're an acoustic nine-piece who play Americana, country and roots music and they reside here in Oxford and they're gigging at the Art Bar at 7pm on Friday. And I've also heard stuff from Ags Connolly, who's an Ameripolitan musician from West Oxfordshire, so that's kind of contemporary Americana. Mm-hmm. And there's also Francis Pugh and the Whiskey Singers who drink and sing about fine whiskey and also in a blues Americana style all the while gigging in and around Oxford. So it just doesn't make sense, but at the same time, it's really nice that that's mm. happening. I think out of the kind of shadow of folk, country is kind of becoming its own thing, especially in Oxford. The Knights of Mentis and the other country musicians are just really charming, really warming music on a rainy day like today. It really makes you feel cosy and soulful and like you feel like you're by the flame of a candle listening to this music. They're all worth checking out. With a bourbon, that's what's warming, isn't it? It's the yeah. thought of that. So you can see the Knights of Mentis and maybe even have a bourbon at the Art Bar and that's Friday at 7pm and then check out all the other great local country music singers.
I had no idea you knew so much about Americana.
Now you know.
Well, just down the road on Friday as well at 7:30 there is a magazine launch, Urban Trees Magazine, which is being set up and published by Bear on a Bicycle Collective, who we've talked about a few times. They're sort of a music and art collective.
This is the hipster event.
They really are. This is the hipster pick of the week. It's at the Truck Store on Friday at 7:30 and it's going to be a magazine of art, music, poetry and prose with pull-out photography and illustrations. And they're going to be selling it in all the independent bookshops and coffee shops and art galleries.
And Truck Store, I imagine.
And Truck Store, I'm sure. There'll also be live music from Be Good, Salvation Bill and After the Thought, who are all Bear on a Bicycle.
Oh, very bands. Good. Bands
they
as
are
well.
Good bands, yeah. Local bands. And they're going to have popcorn and coffee and, quote, anti-corporation German soft drinks and alcohol.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, and there's an art installation piece that's going to have audience participation as well, so you've been warned.
Oh, it sounds amazing. Speaking of truck...
Truck Festival, yes. We've got a competition running with Truck Festival at the moment for a pair of adult weekend tickets. And all you have to do is go on our website, there's ads for it all over the place on the site, and enter by telling us what you're most looking forward to from Chuck Festival this year, whether it's a particular band or the Rotary Club chips, which are always amazing, or the tea in the morning as well, or the Barnival, which should be really
quite new for this year. Yeah. And any anecdotes you've got from previous track festivals you might have been to, or things you've heard about, we love to hear people's stories.
There's an interesting one about watermelon so far.
Yeah, and if you're not going to enter the competition, well, I don't know why you wouldn't, but you can just go and read on the page about people's stories from track festivals and things they're looking forward to. It's really nice information.
Also on Daily Info, you can find out more about any of the events that we're talking about on the Oxcast, and many, many more as well as lots of reviews of recent and upcoming shows.
You can also find yourself a job and advertise, or find yourself somewhere to live if you need either of those services we can provide.
Now, some more music for the weekend, Anais.
Yes, only one music festival to report this week, and that is the Finstock Village Music Festival. Normally not something that might be on our radar, but it's been organised by previous Daily Infoer Sue. The festival celebrates music, song and dance of the early 19th century Finstock, so it's like a historical festival in a way. And it's got loads of local community involved. They're taking part in concerts, there's processions, and of course there's Morris dancing. There's also a few workshops, a real ale bar, which is the necessity, and the whole thing is topped off by a ceilidh. So it starts on Friday night with one event called Singing Histories, which is a concert. Then from 12 p.m. on Saturday, everything's happening in and around the village hall all day. And it's just a perfect small village festival. If you're going to be cycling this weekend, cycle through Finstock, have a see what's happening. And hopefully the good weather will come back for it too.
Now a little South Oxfordshire event for the weekend as well. Did you know that it's English Wine Week?
Say what?
There is a vineyard in South Oxfordshire as well. Bothy Vineyard are going to be having tours, tastings, and they're going to have art on display all weekend. And they're based in Filford Heath. They're going to be open 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and tours are an hour, starting at 11 a.m. on Friday and 11 and 3 on Saturday and Sunday. And you can also go and buy their wine as well. They've got amazing names like Oxford Dry and Cut Bothy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They've also got a pink sparkling wine, and apparently the sparkling wine in England is particularly
good. I'd heard English sparkling wine was quite
beating out some champagnes and some competitions and stuff, so there you go.
Excellent, we'll be trying it out. I've got a bit more Oxford Fringe for you. It's not theatre, music or comedy, but instead it's poetry, with a poetry workshop which is being run by Jo Bell, who is the Canal and River Trust's Canal Poet Laureate, if you knew there was such a thing.
Wow.
It's going to be at the Friends Meeting House on St Giles on Saturday from 3 p.m. And Jo Bell used to direct UK Poetry Day, which, if you've got your diary open, is the first Thursday in October every year. So she used to run that. Now she's a poetry practitioner and boat-dwelling poetry freelancer. So she's done loads of workshops. She writes loads of her own poetry. She's going to have a lot of good tips. And the idea is to give you some quick-fire exercises so you can improve your writing and get things going. It's £20 and a few hours of your time. And there's surely a lot to learn from Jo Bell. And it's just great to meet a kind of local, quite specified poet. That's 3 p.m. on Saturday at the St Giles Meeting House. If you've then started as you intend to go on, then after Jo Bell's workshop, you could stroll up to Jericho Tavern, where from 1:30 till 6 p.m. there's a free poetry, fiction and spoken word reading event with a book fair as well. And it's being organised by a review website called Sabotage. Then after the fair and the readings, that's all free, from 6:30 p.m, the Sabotage Reviews, the website, are presenting awards and they're celebrating the best of this year's indie literature. And that's because, as a website, they review things which aren't usually reviewed, like literary pamphlets and spoken word events and the kind of the ephemeral things that aren't just your best-selling book.
That's really cool.
So they've got a really cool remit of stuff. And the award they're promoting are things like Best Anthology, Best Novella, Best Poetry Pamphlet, among lots of other different categories. And then people who have won will also be doing readings and presentations, hopefully, on the winnings. So if you're interested in that kind of indie literary culture, this is where to go, Sabotage Reviews. So from 1:30 till 6 p.m, it's free. You can just get to know the spoken word scene and see some books at the fair. And then it's a fiver for the evening of awards from 6:30 at Jericho Tavern.
It's a pretty alternative Oxcar so far, isn't it?
We're doing well this week.
I've now got a green film festival on the UPP. This is a UK-wide film festival that's happening at 17 cinemas, and it's all about environmentally focused film and discussion. And I've picked out a couple of my favourites. This first one sounds incredible. It's called Expedition to the End of the World, and it's basically a bunch of scientists and artists get on a huge sailing boat and set out for northeast Greenland. And so while on the boat, you have some people like discovering new species of something, or finding signs of ancient human settlements while someone else is writing a poem or taking a picture. And it looks like a fascinating little cultural experiment, really, that's happening on the sailing boat, and all the things that inevitably go wrong as well. So it's like the oddest adventure movie you could ever imagine. Yeah. And then that's going to be followed by a panel discussion on science and culture and their interaction, so very much to do with the film as well. That's on Sunday at 6 o'clock.
That kicks off the festival then here.
Yeah, that's the first one in Oxford. And then the next one after that is The Last Catch, which is on Tuesday at 6:30. And it's about the overfishing of Atlantic bluefin tuna in the Mediterranean. And then that will be followed by a discussion about sustainable food use. And there's also going to be a couple other films, Bay of All Saints and Planet Ocean, which are happening later next week as well. But yeah, really interesting little festival and...
perfect for the UPP.
Absolutely, yeah.
Then you could start your week next Monday with some straight talking, because at Ruskin College from 6:30pm, Professor Deborah Cameron will be straight talking about language, gender and heterosexuality, which is a lecture she's giving as part of their Gender Platform series. Deborah Cameron's a professor in language and communication at Worcester College, and she's contributed to things like the feminist magazine Trouble and Strife and Woman's Hour, and she's written lots of her own books about language and gender and sexuality. And I saw Deborah speak last September, I think, at a feminist panel discussion at Blackwell's, and she was so, so cool. She's really edgy. She's got this really frank way of speaking.
Just a badass old
she's
feminist.
She's well badass. And so she's going to be talking about her areas of specialism, so that's relationships between language and gender and sexuality, in her amazing manner. And that's from 6:30pm, and that's at Ruskin College on Monday. So a good way to start the week, get your brain in action.
Cool, that sounds really interesting. And now a little bit of art to round off the week. This is a really interesting little event. It's called Wash Club at Ovada Warehouse, and it's on Tuesday at 7 till 9:30. And it's an extension of Art Wash that an organisation did before. Basically, they set up these art exhibitions inside working laundrettes, and then after that they later did an sort of art experiment at a takeaway, where you'd go along and you get a takeaway box filled with art and you could take it away. This time you're supposed to bring along your own artwork to show off to everybody and explain about. Then there's going to be an art raffle, so you'll go away with somebody else's piece of work and yours will go home with someone else.
So you have to enter what you bring into the raffle.
I think so, yeah.
So don't bring, like, your favourite ever piece of work that's worth, like, £500.
But yeah, maybe also don't bring something really bad, because then someone might be a bit gutted.
It's like Secret Santa all over again.
I think it might be a bit awkward, I don't know. What if you get something amazing and you give them something rubbish?
You won't sleep for the rest of your life. I think it's a monthly event, though, so next month you could always bring it back. Imagine it end up being, like, a cycle, like washing, a cycle.
Oh, re-gifting.
The same art. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool, yeah, so that's a good idea. So it's 7 till 9:30 at the Ovada Warehouse on Tuesday.
That's all the events we've got time for to talk about this week in the Oxcast. If you want to find out more about any of these events, then you can look on the website, dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also find a job or find accommodation or make friends. We've got services for everything on Daily Info.
There's also a guide. We can tell you where to do your river walks. We can tell you all about picking asparagus and strawberries. We can tell you everything you need to know about Oxford. That's on Daily Info.
You can also follow us on Twitter @DailyInfoOxford or search us on Facebook by searching Daily Info Oxford.